Half Moon Lake used to attract tens of thousands of swimmers every year, but DNR Lake Management Planner Buzz Sorge says it has serious problems with invasive plants, and in 2008, a tipping point was reached.
By about middle of June, the lake was just totally covered with curly leaf pondweed. It was very dense. It was the most I had ever seen in my tenure here over the last 25 years or so.
Sorge says that's because the lake was oversaturated with phosphorus. He says the bulk of which came from horse and oxen manure from the turn-of-the-century lumber industry. In 2009, the DNR, Army Corps of Engineers, and city began adding low doses of herbicide to target pondweed. Sorge says the final blow will come when the water will be treated with alum when it hits 60 degrees. He says that will neutralize the excess phosphorus, starving the unwanted plants. Eau Claire Parks and Recreation Director Phil Fieber says the price tag is expected to reach $500,000. Most will come from the state's boating gas tax, but the city is responsible for around $200,000.
That's a lot of taxpayer dollars, no question about it. But is it worth it? Is it worth it if we can clean up the lake for the next 10, 20, 30, 50 years? I think that's a very worthwhile investment.
The DNR says if it works in Half Moon Lake, it could be used to treat around 200 other lakes throughout the state. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.